भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter Number 60 and Text Number 30. Mukham cha prema samrambha spurita adharam ikshitum kata kshepa aruna apagam sundara bru kuti tatam mukham cha prema samrambha स्फुरत्याधरविभिक्षुतम् कटाक्षेपारुणापायम् सुन्दरभ्रुकुटीतत्त्वम् मुखं च प्रेमसंरम्भर स्फुरिताधरवीक्षितम् कटाक्षेपारुणपाङ्गम् सुन्दरभ्रूकुटीतटम् मुखं च प्रेमसंरम्भ स्फुरत्यादरम् मिक्षितम् कटाक्षेपारुणपाङ्गम् सुन्दरभ्रुकुटितटम् Mothers, Mukham, the face, cha and prema of love, samrambha by agitation, spurita trembling, adharam with lips, ikshitam to see, kata of the sidelong glances, kshepa by throwing, aruna reddish, apangam, the corners of the eyes, sundara, beautiful, bhru of the eyebrows, kuti, the furrowing, tatam, on the edges. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I also wanted to see your face with lips trembling in loving anger the reddish corner of your eyes throwing sidelong glances, and the line of your beautiful eyebrows knit in a frown. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains here that normally, by the Lord's transcendental desire, His pure devotees reciprocate with Him in such a way that they satisfy His spiritual desires. But Rukmini's love was so strong that her unique mood predominated in this situation. And thus, instead of becoming angry, she fainted and fell to the ground, far from displeasing Krishna. However, she increased the transcendental ecstasy by exhibiting her all-encompassing love for Him. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyate Satarune Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham cha prema samrabha spuratyadhara abhikshitam katakshe parunapangam sundar brukuti tatam. Again, the translation. I also wanted to see your face with lips trembling in loving anger and reddish corners of your eyes throwing sidelong glances and the line of your beautiful eyebrows knit in a frown. In Vrindavan, devotees always hanker that Radharani would throw her sidelong glances. When? One has to become fortunate to get the attention of Radharani. Well, that is the love in Parakiya Ras. Here, Krishna is anticipating Radharani's sidelong glances because she has taken a completely unexpected form. She is Rukmini here. Rukmini is in Swakiya Bhav. So, it will be a little different than in comparison to the Vrindavan Leela. Of course, the transcendental love remains same, but the expression is more relishable in Vrindavan rather than in Swakiya Bhav of Dwarka Leela. Anyway, in Swakiya Bhav, there is spontaneous reaction also. Rukmini is so tender in her culture of pure love that she remains always cautious, you know, because once obtained Krishna, she doesn't want to give him up. So there is a fear always persisting in Swakiya Bhava. They say very easily, in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi behaves little differently. But in our perverted experience here, we worship Lakshmi Devi in fear that when she will leave us, we are very much aggrieved. But in spiritual world, in Vaikuntha, that is Swakiya Bhava, Lakshmi fears when Vishnu may leave her. It's completely opposite. But it is nonetheless, in Vaikuntha it's transcendental. Here it is material. In this, so it is difficult for us to appreciate that Rukmini Mahalakshmi, she is very fearful that she doesn't want to even think of separation from his beloved. Right? She wants to capture. So here, she never thought that Krishna would be talking in joking mood. Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure, yet he derives more pleasure by interaction with his pure devotees. So, he is, even the Rasamurti, he himself is Rasavigraha. And in Vigraha, he reciprocates. In Vigraha form, Vigraha is the name of the body. Even in Ayurveda, there are about 30 names pertaining to body by their different functions. It is said, Chiyate iti deha. One that ensures the metabolic processes is called Chiyate iti deha. That is called deha. It is born, it is growing, then it becomes mature, right? Produces byproduct, then dwindles and disappears. So these are the activities of what Ayurveda call it is Chiyate. But then Shiryati Jiryati iti Sharira. The Sharir means one that grows on its own, and Jiryate, it is dwindling itself. That's why it's called Sharira. Tanu is another name of the body. Means it is having a capacity to produce a like, similar body. It's called Tanu. Tanuja. People born out of body is called Tanuja. Right? Like that. So anyway, Vigraha is also another name. But it is said that one which is capable of reciprocating the sentient feelings with others is called Vigraha. Here, we are performing Vigraha Seva in order to receive reciprocation from the Lord. Srila Prabhupada installed all over the world the deity form just to obtain reciprocation. It is given the opportunity to Brahminical standard to remain very punctual, pure in approach, in mode of goodness, and with stern discipline to perform all the upcharas, There are 64 upacharas. It is not simply a mechanical process, or because the time is not there, we perform less and this and that. No. Many a times, Prabhupada would say, well, the deity worship is for neophytes, but there is a different connotation to it. What it includes that people are naturally attracted to bodily conception of life. So they want to have only reciprocation on bodily conception of life. Nonetheless, if it is tibra bhakti, very, very intensified devotional service, Krishna reciprocates them too. Akamava sarvakamai mokshakama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajata purusham param. It is recommended whether you have full of material desires or there are no desires, or even if you desire for liberation, just worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead alone and with very acute type of devotional service. Deeper. So Krishna reciprocates. So here is Krishna himself wants a reciprocation from his consort. In previous verses, it is said that when Krishna started joking words and comparing that he was not a match for her, because he is trying to invoke something different. Otherwise, Rukmini is so much obedient that she would not give any opportunity to in service that the Lord can ever do some mischief like this. She is so much obedient and knowing the mind, but at the same time Krishna is like a madhukar, a bumblebee, want to extract more and more. He will never be satisfied by a regulated law. He wants to cross the boundary, you know, and nobody can. He is independent. And he wanted to check. Now, there is a difference between love of Satyabhama and Rukmini. It is also expressed, and Krishna admits, you know, later on, that when he brought the Parijatak tree from heaven, stole virtually from the gardens of Indra, and just to please Satyabhama, but he first offered the flower to Rukmini, and Satyabhama got so much frowned and angry, possessive, envious. Of course, this is also a higher grade of enviousness, which is just to increase the love, but it is little different than parakya enviousness of Chandravali and Radharani. So, in order to understand that Satyabhama became frowned, became angry, and she was throwing so many tantrums simply because Krishna offered one parijata. So, in order to please her, he fell at her feet, Satyabhama's feet. So, please, it's my mistake, whatever. She wanted him to speak, but yet she would not get satisfied. So he said, okay, the whole tree is yours. And it is described that Krishna saw what will Rukmini feel. And Rukmini was completely undisturbed. Let her have. But my Lord gave me one flower, it's good. Simply to understand the intensity of her love, even in Swakiya Bhav, is very, very valuable. Very, very valuable. In householder life, it has been described that the wife should remain satisfied by her devotee husband. and whichever capacity he may be able to offer. But because considering that he is the only shelter, he is the only shelter for her, and she would never give any opportunity and never quarrel and never compete with the husband. Here we see there is no competition, but there may be rivalry, so-called rivalry, just to increase the love of God. So, there are gradations of expressions, but none excels Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan. So here we are given the Dwarka Leela, the Swakiya Leela, and Krishna saw that Rukmini is not disturbed. Of course, Lakshmi is the total wealth in the material expression for Lord Krishna. He is the possessor, not only wealth, but other five equally powerful opulences. Right? Krishna possesses all. But the Lakshmi always think that he is my shelter, and she is always remain fearful when the Lord will go away. Rukmini is probably the highest expression of Swakiya Bhav, and Krishna is now regretting. He was anticipating a love like Radharani, but he is failing to get because of Swakiya. Instead of Radharani take man, a transcendental anger is not a definitive term which is equivalent to man in Vrindavan. But nonetheless, it's an expression that it is not ordinary. So, Radharani has not to be taught. She will go ahead of Krishna without, you know, Krishna make her angry. She will take such a transcendental anger, you know, then Krishna will regret. Krishna will become so much separated and he will get suffocated. So then he falls at feet of Radharani and begs her mercy of the transcendental love, which is uninterrupted and unmotivated. Dwarka Leela is showing us that this love is getting interrupted. Interrupted in the sense that he was anticipating that she will show transcendental love and she will go away and make him suffocate. But instead, Rukmini fainted herself, you know, because she was having a dread. Now my Lord is advising me to get married with somebody. On her own, she is very, very dreadful. She doesn't want to leave the company. In physical nature, the physical separation is an inevitable thing. Right? Now, even though Dwarka Leela is transcendental in nature, there is never supposed to be any separation because it's a Vaikuntha Leela. There is no separation. Samipya Mukti is always there. Closeness with the Supreme Lord is always there. It's an eternal fact. But it is said it is not the highest test. It's not the highest. Samipya, the closeness. Nobody wants to give up the company of the Lord. Right? They want to sustain the physical presence. Right? So, here the joking words are so much taunting to her that she cannot bear. She became having a dreaded experience that now my days are numbered, the Lord is leaving me, and she can't. So she fainted. We never hear Radharani will ever faint. Right? But Rukmini fainted. And that spoiled the game of Krishna. That spoiled the game of Krishna. And Krishna, I said, uh-oh, what did I do? Krishna knows, but sometimes Krishna also makes sure that he doesn't know. So, here Krishna is telling, oh, my dear Lord, sorry, I was just joking. And the joking would cost me so much. That is not fair. So, Rukmini was listening. He wanted to express that his desires are fulfilled in more intensified way if he gets a reciprocation in a duly married, authorized way. And one of the pranks is to joke between husband and wife. So he wanted to relish the, you know, what we call time pass. Not pastime, but time pass. It's other way around. He wanted to pass the time, you know. And he wants to relish in the pastimes, all right? So, instead of getting equal taunting between husband and wife, this taunting did not work out for him. Alright? But now, understanding, oh, my dear Lord was simply joking. So then she will regain her consciousness back that actually he didn't mean. So then she reciprocates afterwards. And Vrindavan Leela, Parakriya Leela is so spontaneous that Radharani understands the mind of Krishna. She doesn't have to be taught a bit. She, her love is so much intensified and transcendental in nature. That is what we say, na chatasya karanam karanam cha vidyate na chata samasam abhi adhikach drashyate parasha shaktir vividhiya sruyate swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. This swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha means the energies of the Lord are variegated in nature. In the ladini potency of the internal nature is also showing this variegatedness of, but this variegatedness, it is said that it is manifesting knowing the nature of the Lord. Swabhaviki, swabhav means before even Krishna desires, his energies are very actively engaged in fulfilling that desire. Krishna doesn't have to order his energies to, okay, now it is my desire, you manifest like that. No. That is this level of spontaneous love. A pure devotee reciprocates with Lord Krishna and following in footsteps of Rupa Goswami spontaneously, raganuga bhakti. And it is not to be taught, but it has to be practiced through the proper guided bhajana pranali, the internal meditation. Internal, introspective and internally acting. It cannot be shown to the public. It is very private. So those who are serious devotees, they have to hide four things, isn't it? They have to hide the Ishtadev, they have to hide Guru, they have to hide their mantra, and they have to hide their mala. These four things. Keep it the most precious that you do not misuse them. So better lock it up in security of your inner core of your heart. Not otherwise. Don't take it cheaply. That, I have this most celebrated guru and I'm all right now. No. Internal bhajan is always required. That will give us a progressive aspect of understanding the beauty of this rasas, even Madhurya rasas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a sannyasi himself. He would not listen to the ladies of Jagannath temple, Devadasi, singing even. But yet, he would glorify understanding their services. And he has taught us the Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadur Vargena Jakalpita. Our worship method should be in the footsteps of the gopis. So they all acted in spontaneous way. So Rupa Goswami have shown how one can develop. So one has to be careful. So only introspective devotees will be progressing. Those who have external anarthas hype in their life, then they fail to understand this aspect. So in order to understand the different categories of these transcendental pastimes, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining that normally by Lord's transcendental desire, his pure devotees reciprocate with him in such a way that they satisfy his spiritual desires. Right? But Rukmini's love was so strong that her unique mood predominated in this situation. And thus, instead of becoming angry, she fainted and fell to the ground. Far from displeasing Krishna, however, she increased his transcendental ecstasy by exhibiting her all-encompassing love for him. This is the parampara understanding that Rukmini did this in order to increase the love of Krishna. Krishna thought something and he failed. It didn't work. His understanding was not working. So here, that means, Krishna's love is imperfect. No. Rukmini knows, because her eternal position is that she is the Ladini potency, but manifested in a very regulated and loving exchange called Swakiya Bhav. That will be ideal if both devotee husband and wife can estimate to make that life perfect. It's limited to grihasthashram in the pure Daivi Varanashram. This highest can be afforded. But those who are free from the grihastha ashram, no material entanglement is there. There is no freedom where the Lord and the devotee only both are going to be expressing this undaunted, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. That is the transcendental nature, and that will qualify to participate in the transcendental leela. Transcendental leela. In that bhava, if it is very, very qualified according to his swarupa, not otherwise. So, understand the swarupa. We have been given general definition of swarupa. Jivera swarupa hoye, Krishnera nitya das, Krishnera tatastha shakti, bheda abheda prakash. We are subservient energy, right? But we have separated ourselves by our desires which are not pleasing to Lord Krishna. Here, in the Swakiya Bhav and Parakiya Bhav also, that is to please Krishna. So all the activities should be pleasing to Krishna for His pleasure. In general terms, why do we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? We are performing Nama Seva, is to please Krishna. We are engaging our senses just to please Krishna. And this affords us in pure chanting without all the anarthas, you know, when they have been eradicated. So no offenses have been able to be created. And then we will be able to make a tangible progress with divine taste according to our swarupa. The swarupa will come after, it's called blessings of Bhakti Devi. That's what is said in Harinam Chintamani, that we have to develop at least pure love, but through pure chanting. But the love will be only available after. So, there is a transition, right, between that. And it takes quite some time. In Raganuga Bhakti, if one does not care to remove the anarthas in the life, then even though they have a physical nature of adherence to one particular set of teachings, just generally we inherit from our parents, and okay, if my parents are having Brahma Sambandha, we are also having Brahma Sambandha, we are all right, but we do all the activities of anarthas, which are not recommended. Actually, they are detrimental to us. We will not get this steady, fixed up nishtha, right? So, only nishtha will give us a proper taste of love. Then we have to become attached to that. We have to become greedy for such taste of love, because it has to be perpetual, continuous, not breaking in between. Right? So that is the process of Rupanuga Bhakti, not Raganuga Bhakti. Because Haridas Thakur says that if people do not do anartha nivritti, then they may go with a shadow understanding of that they are in love of Krishna, but they will never get sthayi bhava, steady emotions in ages. in ages. You will not get. So to come to the point of steady emotions that help us to act on spontaneous level, or to understand the spontaneity, then we must go through rupanuga bhakti, not direct ragamuga bhakti. Because rupanuga bhakti, after nishtha, means verifying us, we are on the right track, then we develop the proper taste, and then we become attached to it, and then proper bhava. And bhava is also having so many stages in between. And to come to the point of mahabhava of Radharani is very extremely rare. It's only she. So we are under her astottara categories. astottara categories. Because predominant, all the gopis are 108. So, join in line, having a queue, not before. Anyway, our producers, acharyas are always glorified with this astottarashta, because they have been following in Rupa Goswami's footsteps. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was the most celebrated acharya in Vrindavan. And his disciple Baldev Vidyabhushan was also the most celebrated. And when we inherit this understanding through their writing, Rukmini increased the transcendental ecstasy by exhibiting her all-encompassing love for him. Fine. In Swakya, yes, that is, she is the highest embodiment. But in Parakya, Radharani is the highest embodiment. Krishna's energies are variegated, and they act spontaneously according to the nature of Lord Krishna. Nature means, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He wants to enjoy from anywhere and everywhere. He wants to enjoy by killing. He wants to enjoy by saving. He wants to enjoy. Enjoy is the last word for Krishna's purpose too. And anandamayobhyasat, he is ever enjoying. Therefore, his part and parcel is also looking for enjoyment. So, anyway, the idea here is that Krishna failed. He is trying to appease his failure, and he wanted to change his mind. Okay, I will not joke anymore. But no, Rukmini will take over from him. Then she will start joking with acknowledging. So this is beautiful Leela, and Krishna is the master of all mysticism, but no, he is the master of love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us prema pumartha mahan. So to understand that this lifetime may not be enough. We are simply partly or grasping from here and there, and just try to, at least not from anywhere, but from here and there means within our our parampara. Otherwise we'll be completely gone. we will be of nowhere. So just stick to the understanding what Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives us, and let's try to serve Srila Prabhupada that way. Anybody has any question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. We had a nice thought-provoking class.
Yeah, keep on thinking.
At least for today it shall be prominent in my mind. I hope I can keep it for long.
But that's the right way.
I was reading Sachinandan Maharaj's one presentation. He also speaks about those five things to be kept hidden.
Four things.
Ishtadev, Guru, Bhajan and Mala. So when I was, we were discussing this and the question came, Guru is understanding, understandable, and your bhajan to be hidden is understandable. Why Ishtadev should be hidden? Ishtadev should be glorified. That's what you are always glorifying Krishna. And second reason, they ask some technical question. Why do you hide your mala?
See, there is a gradual process of realization. Thinking Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's very easy for us who are in embodied situation also take Him similarly. Krishna wants us, avajananti mama murha manushim tanum ashritam. And we start from that humble situation acknowledging, yes, we are mudas, but nonetheless, by our heart's desire, somehow or another we are dragged into this process and trying to develop the mood of serving the Holy Name. So one day we may get the mercy of the Holy Name. Now, the system of the Holy Name, as we learned from the Shastra, that the Holy Name is capable to give us Swarupa. Nama, Rupa, Guna, or Leela. These are the four sequential things happening one after another. If we are steadily progressing. Right? The Holy Name generates the form of the Lord. That is the Ishtadeva. If we serve this Ishtadeva daily, naturally He remains within our heart. The seat of Paramatma is occupied by Ishtadeva. So naturally, there is no difference between Ishtadeva and Paramatma. One becomes totally dedicated. You are Radha Gopinath Das. It's your eternal occupation. As long as you breathe in this world. Right? So, that Ishtadev you have to carry wherever you go. You don't have to advertise, but it is for your commitment that He is there, so you are serving Him all the time. So you have to hide. He will not leave you. Right? Similarly, Guru will not leave you. Similarly, the mantra that has helped you to make you so much committed, it will not leave you. Even ordinarily, when Haridas Thakur says anybody who has chanted the name of Krishna once, he has to be considered as Vaishnava. Because the Holy Name has entered and he has chanted. So it is going to take its toll in due course of time. Therefore, why should we deride such a person? Never criticize a person, those who are chanting regularly. Haridas Thakur was very, very, adamant in this principle of never to offend anybody. So, when mantra mala means your beads, the beads and especially the initiated beads, because it is given only once in a lifetime. Why should we carelessly put anywhere and everywhere? Because your sustenance of this entire life is based on chanting. And that mantra has been chanted first by the guru. If he has chanted only one round, but in a pure devotion, then. And actually, the initiation ceremony begins with not only all this, they are not called formalities. Actually, there is a deep meaning. It is Pancharatri Ki Vidhi is completely in alignment with the Bhagavad Vidhi. It is performance to manifest the principles. Right? So, when we see, when the Guru has chanted once, we understand the value of it. We understand the value of it. Why should we become callous and careless to put it anywhere and everywhere so we may forget? So, that is the only precious thing in the life of a devotee. And if you value it so much, then you will hide it rather than expose it. You never know. The three modes of material nature are exposed everywhere. Even though these four things are transcendental nature and they will not get affected with the modes, but if we are not conversant with the internal understanding, then externally we are becoming mechanical. Not only that, it will take ages. Bahu janma yadi kare shravana kirtana tabutana paya krishna pade premata. So, if we want to utilize this lifetime only, because we are not sure what will be the next life, so why not to cultivate this most precious opportunity that is available to us in this life? Why not hide? You are not going to get up again. You are not going to get it again. So, our evaluating system of the spiritual process depends upon our development in this progressive aspect. Everybody will get benefit. Even chanting once is guaranteeing us to get liberated. Even though if we have not developed pure chanting. Abhas chanting is giving so much benefit that no other process is giving. So, but to speak of a person who are regulated chanting, regulated. So, should we hide or not? You may say another argument. Let me argue for you, like a devil's one. Well, I have to hide. Why? A miser also hides. A person who hides the treasure, not knowing the value, then he's not going to be benefited. A miser person, you know, he hides his assets, isn't it? Doesn't declare, but doesn't use even. Use is called upayog. To use in such a way that we come near to Krishna, or it's serving to Krishna. Direct serving is the most important if you use directly. So, there are miserly states. Even those who know little bit more or the most. Krishna even categorizes in Bhagavad Gita. Now, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, after killing Pralambasur, Krishna tells, "Hey, Dauvaya, let's go and rest under the tree." So Balaram sits and Krishna puts his head in his lap and then looks up. Then under the shade of the tree, Krishna starts glorifying the tree's benevolence. That see how much this tree is benevolent and giving benefits to others without asking anything in return. Paropakaraya phalanti vriksha. Paropakara. Just for helping others, even the fruits are coming. And when one has fruits, he has to become very, very lowly. The weight of the fruits will make it lowly. But the misers will have high ego, even though he has something, and he will not use, he will not allow to pick up the fruits. So then Krishna immediately turned and started talking of this so-called human being. They can also become like the trees to benefit the whole world. Etanvan janma safalyam dehinam iha deheshu pranai arthai dhya vacha archanam dehinam sada. A human being can make his life perfect. How? Offering his life for me? No, he's miser. Okay, then he should offer his wealth, artha. Oh, he is still miser. And give me mind, for me, intelligence, your intelligence, dhya. He's miser. More miser than the other misers. And he says, "I have no intelligence to give you." Then he said, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So starting from that, again we'll see, people know, chanting of Hare Krishna. They are very nice devotees, they enjoy a lot. They refrain from this. I will have my life secured here. Physical life. So people come and start chanting. Somehow or another, chanting is transcendental, it's going to benefit. But out of all these devotees, few devotees will come up, they want to sacrifice their life, go again, the backward. They will not be miser anymore. And those who are imbued in love of Godhead, do you think they will be ever miser? No. So, in which connotation one has to take this meaning of hiding, it depends on how much love of Godhead one has developed. That is the measurement. So the highest teachings will be given in that way that we can understand that a devotee has been recommended to hide four things. It's nicely explained in one of that issue of Krishna Karanam. What's that? Tavakar Thambratam. That's very fully explained. Uh, I don't know from where the reference is coming, but it is a good teaching. Hari Bhakti Vilas, okay. You know better than me. Okay. All right. Is it not? Need to hide?
What do you think?
Those who don't want to hide, do you know what they say, they are told?
My understanding, I explained to them because I was speaking from there, and when they asked, my understanding was your realizations also it writes. Your realizations also you should hide. They said it is not why you do, but what you do, but why you are doing what you are doing. They said if you are doing just to show off.
Yeah, that is, that's, those who are not hiding this, they must have some ulterior motivation. What is that? That's called anartha yukta consciousness. Means they want to hide their anarthas and expose these four valuable things. They want to hide their anarthas. So they are also called dharma dvajis, right? Flag bearers. Amar guru, jagat guru. Yours is this. Right? Groupism. You know, like that. All this ills that come. But anyway, we have to tolerate the inconveniences for Krishna's sake, right? Prabhupada's sake. Then we will be benefited. And anywhere the material institutions always suffer with this onslaught, because it brings in so many different kinds of mentality. And 50 years are simply not maturing us enough. So what can we expect? Right? So, it's nicely analyzed, the every aspect of hiding. We may not be able to do in the beginning because we are lacking understanding. But then, how many years you want to go? If you are progressive, then the progress has to be shown internally too. External progress may be required to help out those who are attached to the externals. But internal progress is required to those who are internally grown. So we choose our association also. Whom to associate with and whom not to associate with. It doesn't mean that we have to discard others. Association is required. Prabhupada would say, oh, if there is nobody to associate, means you have to smash your false ego. That we are associating with our false ego. Better you give your association to them. He will say that. Then where you will go? No excuse. So we need to develop this 10th canto is beyond our capacity. It runs out. So we have to take help of our predecessor acharyas to understand all these intricate things. No excuse. Once you are getting into the flow, let the flow carry you. Right? But choose where to flow. The flow also goes through rocky places. And the boat can tumble. So, where the flow is deep, there is safe. Let it go. Any other question? It's 9:30. Jai Radha Gopinath Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.